Medical information obtained from our website or the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If your pet has or you suspect they might have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a health care provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of All Paws Pet Talk, this radio show, or their sponsors.
And now live in this studio, it's the All Paws Pet Talk call-in radio show with a valuable knowledge and expertise of our panel guests ready to take your calls. Listen for the phone number so you may call in live. Take it away, panel.
And welcome to For the Love of Dog with Janice Wolf. And it is so wonderful to be here with you again today, day after Christmas. Hope you got everything you wanted. I know I certainly did. It's been a long time since I've asked for a puppy or a horse or any of the other things that kids ask for when we're children, and we don't realize the repercussions and expenses and costs and heartaches and heartbreaks. But you know what's really wonderful is those people like myself who don't ask for anything. I've always found that when you ask for things, it means you're not happy with all the things you've got. And most of us have way too much stuff, and we have more than enough, and it's just that we want more stuff. Well, if you want more stuff, that's certainly fine, but in my life, I just choose to not, I try not to lose anything. I don't want to lose another one of my dogs. I don't want to lose one of my horses. Don't want to lose one of my friends, relatives, things like that. And I think when you look at life as far as what you don't want to lose versus what you want to get, you'll be a lot happier. I think people around the world at this time of year and throughout the holiday season should take a little more stock of all the wonderful things they have. For instance, I have a new wonderful training facility in Missouri, gorgeous, gorgeous 6,000 square foot indoor facility, absolutely off the wall, beautiful. And you know what? I didn't wish for it. I didn't ask for it. I worked for it. And, you know, I think most people, if you really want something enough, it just doesn't mean that you wanted it and expect somebody to give it to you. It's just a focus or a goal for you. And what's great about the facility that we have now in Missouri, it's not something that I wanted for me. I wanted it for the dogs and the humans that we could impact because we now have this facility. So sometimes, again, it's not about what you get about, and we hear at this time of year, it's about what you give. But sometimes it's about wanting something, not for yourself, but for other people. Crazy thing. Last night, I happened to be watching TV, and I realize now why I don't have a TV at my ranch, because I don't really want one. I was watching reruns of The Brady Bunch. And it was so cute, because my contemporary would have been like Cindy Brady and Bobby Brady. And I happened to be watching, and little Cindy, what a cutie she was, little Cindy asked Santa for something for her mother to get her voice back. And I thought that was so cute. And it was really the spirit of Christmas. It's not about what you can get, but it's about getting something or doing something to help somebody else. And it doesn't have to be a big thing. I know a lot of people on social media, and I saw people with like, oh, I got all these things, what'd you get? I think that's about the most shallow thing you could possibly do. First of all, trying to make other people feel bad that, how about if somebody doesn't have a family, somebody doesn't have the wherewithal to receive or to be given all these things. And, you know, there are a lot of people out there who really have a feeling of entitlement. That bugs the living daylights out of me. Because you're not entitled to anything except to breathe. That's about it. You're not entitled to get things. You're not entitled to be treated a certain way. You're entitled to breathe. And that's one of those things with dogs. Dogs don't have that desire, that covetous, horrible nature of wanting things just to have them. Yes, dogs will hoard bones or toys, but they're doing it from instinct, not because they don't want somebody else to have something, but because they're worried about, well, what happens in the future if there's no food? What will I do? Where will I go? What will happen to me? Because if I don't have those bones or toys, what will I eat when there's no food? Kind of like the same thing as a squirrel or a chipmunk hoarding things in its own mouth, its own cheeks, in order to save up, or a bear before hibernating is very voracious. That's why they do it. Salmon do it. But humans, I don't know, not all humans, certainly not the ones I'm friends with, but it seems like humans just want things to want things. And that to me does not seem like a very, very good reason. And those are the people that you see the pride goeth before a fall. Well, I hope in this next year, coming up on 2015, you know what I hope? I hope and pray that no one dies, that no dogs get run away and get hit by a car, and no dogs or cats will get cancer, and pray that no children will suffer, and that every baby born will have a long, healthy life to live to 100. But I know that's not going to happen. But what can you do about it? You can take care of your little piece of the world. You can take care of your little piece of this earth and try to take care of people. Take care of the animals. Do what you can to change lives while you're here. Don't just do it at Christmas time and run up a list of, oh, I got all these things because everyone loves me. No. When I actually looked at some of the lists of people who are not friends, but, you know, on social media, everybody's your friend. Everybody wants to be my friend, so I've got all these ridiculous posts. And I looked and I'm thinking, gee, those are things that, like, they're not even things that I would ever want. Why would somebody be listing all these things? And that just shows that the people who bought those gifts for the people who listed them, that all they were looking at, the people receiving them or giving them, were just to fill a space that society says we're supposed to fill. Yes, on Christmas, when you're stuck going to someone's house or somebody's going to buy you a gift, you're stuck buying them a gift. Well, I don't buy gifts during Christmas or the holidays. I buy things or do things during the year that I know will make a difference and will make someone smile. Like a dog. Think about a dog. You give him a cookie, he doesn't care if it's a 10-pound cookie or if it's a 2-ounce cookie. He is so grateful to you. He's thanking you. He's thanking you for thinking of him, for giving him something that he didn't have before. So it really boils down, I think, to thinking like a dog, enjoying life like a dog. Why are we all focused on what we can get? We don't even have to focus on what we can give. Just focus on being. Just be. Just help. Just because. You may never get anything from it, and it shouldn't be the reason that you do it. But I have seen so many people, including people who used to be close to me or are close to me, who are so disappointed because they wanted something and they didn't get it, and it's like their whole life is over. Well, you know, I've had cancer, serious cancer that I should have been dead from twice. So, you know, if I don't get, I don't even know what I want. People always ask me, what do you want, Janice? I'm like, I just don't want any of my dogs or my animals or my family members to pass away. I just want to keep what I have. Maybe it's not as much as some other people have, but I don't want anymore. Why would I want stuff? Stuff is just stuff. Who cares about stuff? Who cares about a new car? I have a lovely car. It's a beautiful car, but it's not a new car. I'm not going to go spend $50,000 or $70,000 or $80,000 to get a new one of the same car when I don't care. It gets me to the same place. I want to save lives. I want to change the world. That's one of the reasons I wrote my new book, Shh Happens, S-H-H-H, Happens. Canine behavior? Well, yeah, Shh Happens, Dog Behavior 101. And it's basically helping people and helping dogs. I was just at a class just now. I just literally ran in the door. And I'm going to talk to all of you after the break about what happened and why I'm so stoked about this new book. It's because it's going to change lives, not just at Christmas time, not just at New Year's or Thanksgiving, but all through the year. And that's what life is about, not just for a day because someone tells you you're supposed to buy a gift. No, for a lifetime, just do things because it's the right thing to do. Stop worrying about what you're going to get. Stop worrying about what you're going to give. Just do what you can when you can, and it will be appreciated. Stay tuned. I'll be right back.
Mm-hmm. As a dog owner, you know that dogs can eat just about anything. But when food becomes a health troublemaker, or your animal has been on antibiotics or heavy meds, or GI issues set in, your animal's gut may be out of balance and needs Goo Gut Rescue. Goo Gut Rescue is 100% natural and veterinarian prebiotic and probiotic formulated to rescue your animal's gut from bad bug dominance. Remember, your dog's total health begins with gut health. Don't delay. Visit GooGutRescue.com.
NuVet Plus, your pet's best friend. NuVet Plus is an immune system builder that is safe for all stages of your dog's life. Helps eliminate most issues, including allergies, scratching and itching, hot spots, arthritis and joint issues, chronic ear infections, tear staining, lack of energy, digestive issues, and so much more. All natural, manufactured in an FDA-registered human pharmaceutical lab here in the USA, using ingredients sourced in the USA. Nothing artificial, no sugars, wheat, corn, or dyes. Never heat-treated to help retain all the natural, rich ingredients. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and is only pennies a day. Call us Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific Time. 1-800-474-7044. That's 1-800-474-7044. And tell them you are referred by All Paws Pet Talk Radio. Or go online to www.nuvet.com. That's www.nuvet.com. Use order code 33955. Again, www.nuvet.com. Order code 33955. Put your pet on the path to good health.
And welcome back to For the Love of Dog with Janice Wolf. I have the most amazing people in my life. One of them is my amazing engineers, Don and Doug. I just love them. They are such wonderful people. And, you know, we were just chatting a little bit. It's amazing how many people out there just collect stuff. And they don't really know the true meaning. I don't think Jesus was saying, oh, okay, let's have a great holiday. You can celebrate my birth, and then all you people buy each other really expensive junk that you're not going to use for the rest of the year. Yeah, let's call it Christmas. I want a holiday like that named after me. I mean, whatever great leader, regardless of the religion, whether it's Moses or whether it's Jesus or whether it's Muhammad or it's Allah, whoever, think back to where these people actually, or these wonderful beings, began. And I know that they did not begin with shallow. They began with the right reasons. And it's very important at this time of year not to let yourself get kind of sucked into that. It doesn't mean you can't buy gifts for people. But I buy stuff during the year. So, like, I actually buy stuff or make stuff sometimes, like photos and things like that that are really greatly appreciated. But I buy that during the year, and this way I have, when a holiday comes up, I've already got the present. And that prevents me from paying ridiculous prices, and it also prevents me from having to, run out, the day before Christmas or whatever and having to buy stupid stuff that somebody knows I just bought it because I bought it. All right, so anyway, I want you to think about it because some of you guys actually got Christmas puppies. And if you got a dog for Christmas or for the holidays, well, congratulations. Please make sure that when I'm talking to you during the other holidays, like Valentine's Day or St. Patrick's Day or Easter or July 4th or Memorial Day and Labor Day and all those, please make sure you still have that dog. Don't say that that's a dog that was a Christmas present. Dogs are for life. They're not for a holiday gift or a birthday gift. So very, very important. Try to remember that. Try to be aware and make sure you get your dogs in good shape. Make sure they understand what you're trying to get them to understand and do. Well, one of the great things that you can do is you can ask for, this is a good thing that'll help you. It's only $10, actually less than $10. It's called Shh Happens, S-H-H-H, Shh Happens, Dog Behavior 101. And it's my newest behavior book. It is awesome. It makes everything else obsolete. Goes into detail about genetics. It goes into how to buy a puppy, how to train a dog, how to train a puppy, what to do, what not to do. Talked a lot about genetics and behavior, and it also talks a lot about how to set rules and boundaries for your dog, how to prevent little things from becoming bigger, and even how to prevent little things from happening at all. What's great about it, though, is that it's $9.99. It did not make it $20, $30 like it should probably be. I made it very, very affordable because it was more important for me to reach more people, because almost everybody can afford $10. Not everybody can afford $25 or $30. So I was talking to my good friend Temple Grandin yesterday for Christmas, and you know, one of the things that we always talk about and that I think is important is people understanding the purpose of things and really understanding, more importantly, why things are the way they are. Why did people get infected with Ebola? Well, there was obviously a reason. It wasn't that Ebola just jumped through a mask. There was a reason why. And there's a big reason why many dogs are given up. There's a reason why people get dogs, and there's a reason why people get married, and there's a reason why people give up dogs, and there's a reason why people get divorced. Well, because we have different expectations. We expect that when we get married, we're going to live happily ever after. If we don't have that expectation, we probably shouldn't get married, because at best you've got a 40 to 50% chance of actually staying together. Now, same thing with a dog. You might have a 40 to 50% chance that you're going to keep that dog for its whole life. That's scary, because think about it for a minute. I want my dogs to be here forever. I've got my new puppy. Oh, is she destructive? But she's destructive because she's a puppy. But I knew she was going to be that way because she was a little stinker when she was 8 weeks old. And I knew, and wide as the daddy, and I knew that she was going to be tough. I said that actually to the gentleman who owns the mommy. And I said, you know, I really understand that this is, this dog is going to be a little pain in the neck, but I want her. And it's a commitment you make. You know that puppies are going to chew. You know that puppies are going to have accidents. You know that puppies are going to get into things. And you know that puppies are adorable. So all those things together make us hopefully realize that we're going to have a lifelong commitment to having an animal in our lives. That could be for poorly bred dogs or dogs who are sickly a couple of years. It could be for the average dog maybe about 10 or 11 years. And if you're really lucky like me, you could have dogs for 15, 16 years. So they're not for a day, they're not for a week, they're not for a month, they're not for a year, they're for a lifetime. A whole lifetime, not a piece of a lifetime, their whole lifetime. Yes, it's hopefully a piece of our lifetime because humans tend to live longer than dogs, but it's their lifetime. So if you get a dog as a Christmas gift and it doesn't happen to work out, don't give the dog up. Try to make it work out. If you had, like, one of the most common things I hear is, oh, the dog's, you know, peeing all over the house. Well, yes, you can buy my book. Happens, and you can look it up on Amazon either by the name SHHH Happens Dog Behavior 101, or you can look it up by my name, but it's better to look it up that way. The other books that I've written, I've actually pulled out of print, so anything that's showing up now is actually hijacked copy, pirated copy, that somebody is stealing and not giving Merlin's kids the money for. So, but beside that, one of the things is that this new book is just so great at helping you to be able to fulfill your promise and keep your word to your dog, to your family, to your kids, so that when you start having problems with the dog, and don't wait to buy the book until you have a problem, for goodness sake, it's $10. Don't go to Starbucks twice, you know, and you'll pay for that. But it is a great, great book, and it does talk about how to prevent issues before they become problems. They're really, it's very comprehensive, and there are really a lot of very meaty things that you can sink your teeth into to understand what you should be doing. Now, one of the things that a lot of people do during the holidays is they get a rescue dog. Thank you. Bravo. We love that. We at United Canine Professionals, we train people to become canine behaviorists, and also therapeutic facilitation and behavioral intervention for special needs children. We do PTSD dogs, cancer and disease detection dogs. And, you know, it's funny because all of these things, the basics are still the same, whether it's your little pet Fluffy or it's your dog who is going to be trained to be a highly trained service dog through Merlin's Kids. Whatever it is, though, the dogs need to have good behavior. Sometimes dogs can have really great training and they can be super well trained, but they're not well behaved. And most people will not give up a dog because it doesn't sit on command, but most people will give up a dog who's either aggressive or getting into trouble or destructive or urinating and defecating in the house. So if you stay tuned, we're going to talk more about what's in the book and how to help you through the Christmas season. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Amazing taste is in my bowl with super gravy now. Oh, once I thought dinner was dull, but now I'm howling wild.
Ow!
I'm hungry, can't wait. I'm hungry, lick the plate. I'm hungry, tastes great. I love food. I'm hungry, can't wait. I'm hungry, lick the plate. I'm hungry, tastes great.
Is your dog a finicky eater due to health problems, old age, or just fussiness? Super Gravy by Clear Conscience Pet will boost your pet's appetite and nutrition for less than 40 cents a day. If you are adding expensive canned food to kibble to get your pet to eat, Super Gravy is the earth-friendly alternative with no can waste and for less than half the cost. Visit supergravy.com for more info and bring pure joy back to your companion's mealtime. Now through Labor Day, save 20% on Super Gravy and all Clear Conscience Pet treats at Pet Food Warehouse in South Burlington and Shelburne.
I'm hungry, lick the plate. I'm hungry, tastes great. I love food. I'm hungry, can't wait. I'm hungry, lick the plate. I'm hungry, tastes great. I love food.
And welcome back to For the Love of Dog with Janice Wolf. Well, now we're going to go into how to make a wonderful dog. And, you know, maybe you for Christmas, maybe you decided, or for New Year's, you're going to start a new life. And, yes, I mean, hopefully you're not in the witness protection program. But one of the great things that you can definitely do is to check out United Canine Professionals and Merlin's Kids, because it might be something that is sometimes our clients turn into future behaviorists. Funny, because I was just over with one of my favorite rescues, 11th Hour Rescue, Kelly and with Linda, and I was working with a dog who was returned or about to be returned, but he was returned several times, and he's a really nice dog. Well, finally, this new owner, after 3 weeks, and he's got some problems, but 11th Hour is awesome. They really stand by their dogs, and they just want the best for them. They are just an amazing, amazing group of people. I thank God for them every day, the lucky dogs that are able to get into their rescue. So the long story short is this wonderful dog, he's starting to protect the owner, and he's a great dog. Well, I spent a few hours over there today. And this gentleman was so excited. He actually, by the time I got there, and I've just spoken with him this morning, by the time I got there to his house, he had already read 3 chapters of my ebook. So, of course, you know that's a great outcome. And when I left, he was really excited. He could see why the dog was doing what it was doing. And he could also understand a little bit more from the dog's perspective why it was doing some of these troublesome behaviors. Well, a lot of times our clients at United Canine Professionals turn into people who become United Canine Professionals. They, you know, they understand that, wow, you know, I was so close to giving up on my own dog. I want to help other people's dogs. I love that. I just love that. And at this holiday season, you know, everybody spends money, or should I say wastes money, on gifts and things. And yes, we want to buy things. We want to have things. But it's just so much more important to change lives. And you don't have to buy stuff. Stuff. You don't have to buy stuff to change your life. All you have to do is want to do something different, want to change something so that somebody's life is better with you than if you had never been on this earth. How many people look at their lives and say, geez, you know, I was really hoping that, you know, that I was going to be able to get this toy or this game or this computer, and I didn't have enough money. And it's like it ruins your holiday. Well, you know what? If you know somebody with a dog, you get them a copy of this book for $10, let's say less than $10, it's going to change their life. It's going to prevent them from ever having to give that dog up. It's going to give them that help. And those are the gifts, thoughtful gifts, that people really appreciate. It's not how much it costs. It's what it is and what it means. And if you've got a problem where you've got a dog who's got behavioral issues and somebody bought you a book that could change it, not talking about the author and how amazing the author thinks he is, and not talking about, you know, you're a, you know, figment of your own imagination and you're also a legend in your own mind kind of thing. But really just changing the dog. Because how many families, it's like giving up a child for adoption. I don't know if that feeling, once you give that child up, even though you know you're doing the right thing, I don't know if that feeling ever really goes away. And I had a friend when I was growing up who was very young, and, you know, I think 18, and had to give a baby up. And just, you know, I don't know, or I don't keep in touch with her really a lot now, but I know that, that every time you talk to her, every time she sees a child, in the back of her mind, she's thinking, is that my child? Could that child be the one that I gave up? Where is my child? Is my child okay? Same thing with dogs. Think about how a family who has to give a cherished pet up, bad enough if they have to give it up because they can't take the dog with them, they lose jobs. And there, by the way, are agencies and organizations, including Merlin's Kids, who will help you to keep a dog if it's for financial reasons. But imagine you have to give that dog up, and you give the dog up, and now you know the dog probably is euthanized. Now, that might have been 20 years prior. Well, 20 years, obviously, the dog wouldn't still be alive. But that person is never quite the same person because he feels or she feels that they let that dog down, and you know what? They did. But how about if you could read a book or meet with somebody, and that person could change your life by changing your dog's behavior? So you didn't have to give that dog up. Imagine what that would do, not only for the dog, but for the family who doesn't have to go through that and endure that trauma of giving the dog up. And then on top of everything else, that the family would have to, well, you know, think about what happened to the dog. So it's not a win-win at all. It's a lose-lose. The dog loses, the family loses. Well, you can get a copy of my new book, Happens. It will help you. And if you cannot afford it, call me up. I'm a schmo. I will totally get you a copy somehow. But I will pay for it if I have to. But I don't want anybody out there to have to lose a dog or give up on a dog because you don't have $10 for a book. So we will help you. And also, the Wyatt Stuffed Animals, if you want to donate money to the nonprofit, to Merlin's Kids, you can actually buy a Wyatt Stuffed Animal. Go on the website, www.merlinskids.org, and you can buy a whole bunch of different things we have for sale. And all the money goes for our charity. And it goes to helping to rescue and rehabilitate more shelter dogs and turn them into service dogs for special needs kids, including kids with autism and other disabilities, and as well as veterans with PTSD. It's very, very exciting to see people who couldn't have something, and then they suddenly get it. It's the best feeling in the world. So Well, I want you to read the book. Like my good friend Temple always says, read the book. That's why I wrote the book. Well, in the book, it lists very clearly, very succinctly, and very easily why dogs do what dogs do. It does have a lot of genetics and behavior, and it does have experiments that were done not by me. I don't do animal testing. I do more observation and study and learning. But one of the great things is that if you do want to know why and really know why in detail, you can learn why in my book. It's really comprehensive. And if you wanted to go the easy route, then you just have to read the parts from purpose, energy, respect, connection, and health. And you can forego the tables and appendices and all the other cool things on medical causes of potential aggression and other behavioral issues. But what's really cool about it is that it's something that is affordable, and you can read about it, and it will help your dog. So let's talk a little bit about what kind of issues can you have with a new pet. Well, I mean, we've got plenty of time today, and I'm going to go into that. But a lot of it is really understanding what the dog thinks and why the dog does what it does. If you know why it does what it does, then you can fix it. If you don't understand why the dog is barking or why the dog is jumping or why the dog is nipping or why the dog is lunging, then how can you fix it? It's like if your smoke alarm goes off and you sit there and you kind of figure like, well, gee, I wonder why that went off. Well, maybe it's falsing, but maybe there is a problem. Maybe there's smoke you can't see because smoke rises. Well, you ought to figure out why that's happening, because if you don't know why, your house will burn down and with you in it because you're not looking and realizing what the warning signs were. So very important. So stay tuned. I will be right back.
When it comes to health expenses, dog owners have it rough. Now, thanks to veterinarian and dermatologist Dr. Kristen Holm, your dog can be goo healthy. There's Doggy Goo to fight environmental pet allergies, Goo Gut Rescue for rescuing your dog's gut health, and Goo Silver, a broad-spectrum supplement for the special needs of your senior varsity dog. So visit HealthyGoo.com today or call 855-246-2426, and your dog can be healthy goo healthy.
Treat your furry best friend with a clear conscience. Clear Conscience Pet, that is. Everything made by this family-owned company is artisan-crafted in the USA. From family-farmed ingredient sources, holistically formulated for your pet's best health. And just plain delicious. Their treats, chews, and the amazing super gravy food topper for dogs and cats are simply the best you can buy. And the company has won 5 National Nutrition Awards to prove it. Now, Clear Conscience Pet is launching the Sliders brand, a true breakthrough in meaty treats featuring the purest tender meat treat ever made. No grain, no gluten, no glycerin or other chemicals found in typical moist treats. Sliders are pub fun snacks made from lean meats, nutritionally optimized with omega-rich organic flax and veggies. Enter the offer code RADIO at checkout and save 20% at clearconsciencepet.com. Your pets will love you for it.
Welcome back to For the Love of Dog with Janice Wolf. Well, we're talking dogs, and we're talking about the holidays and talking about what you got. Now, if you're like me, and hopefully you're more like me than not, you appreciate, not because I'm anything wonderful, but I think I got my priorities pretty well straight. I appreciate when people do things in my name. What I love is my future Dr. Jody Joseph up at Cornell, instead of having some stupid gifts that her family was going to buy her, because you're supposed to buy people gifts at Christmas and holiday time. She asked her family to put all the money in that they were planning to spend and made a donation in her name to Merlin's kids. That was one of the most wonderful, wonderful gifts that we received this year, was things like that. There's a gentleman whose son had passed away this summer, and he's a lovely man, and his son had actually left us, you know, it wasn't a huge amount, but it was for him it was a huge amount, and it means the world. Well, he had left money, and his father, for Christmas in his son's name, made a donation. That, to me, means everything, because I don't need stuff, and who really needs stuff? We all have enough stuff. We build closets for our stuff. If you're like me, my stuff has four legs and is brown and hairy, but my stuff is living stuff. My animals are my stuff, and it's not about giving myself things, but giving them things. Giving them an awesome meal with organic steak and organic chicken and making them an amazing meal that they scoffed down in like 3 seconds, but they loved it. Buying them cookies so that they can enjoy that because it means so much to them. That's what's wonderful. Giving of yourself, not getting, but giving of yourself to make others better. One of those things is everybody out there lives near a shelter, lives near a rescue group. Try to get involved a little bit. You can even take our course to learn how to become a canine behaviorist, or to also to become a therapeutic facilitation expert or behavioral intervention specialist, so that you can go out there and you can do all kinds of really fun things with special needs kids, with the elderly, with special needs people, and doing all kinds of different things so that you know how to handle a dog, you know how and what to do with different things, and you'll be able to give. Because there's no better feeling than having a child who's never spoken a word look at the puppy and say, look at me, I'm talking to you. And suddenly the child understands eye contact. There's no more wonderful feeling than the lady who has Alzheimer's, who hasn't spoken in a year, and you walk up to her with a dog, and she looks over and says, love, love. And nobody has heard this woman talk in a year. There are so many amazing things, and I think that that greatest gift that I've ever received is my ability to give. Because if you're giving, then you're not worried about what you're going to get. I think people are innately disappointed. Now, dogs are never disappointed. If you give a dog a quarter of a cookie or 10 cookies, they're thinking, oh, I got a treat, I got cookies. They're equally as happy. But if you gave somebody a dollar or $1,000, you're going to get a very different reaction. But the dollar that someone gave might be all they had. And the $1,000 might be $1,000 out of $5 billion, and it means really nothing. It's like a penny to us. So it really is important that when we're dealing with dogs and we're dealing with people, we don't want to belittle them. We want to help them. And if somebody says, hey, I've got a dog with a behavioral issue, you know, my dog is out of control. It jumped, it knocked my grandmother down the steps. It, you know, nipped at my toddler. Whatever it is, you can help them and you can help their dog by getting them a copy of the book and also by volunteering. Go to your local shelter or rescue. It doesn't matter where you are, but get involved. Ask to walk some of the dogs. Do you know most shelters, the dogs, if they're lucky, they get to go for one walk once a week? Think about that. And that's where a lot of the dogs who are especially no-kill shelters where they don't kill them, thankfully, but the dogs don't get to go out a lot. So if you want to do something wonderful for somebody, go to your local shelter or rescue. Ask to walk the dogs. Just bring some treats in for them. Bring, if they're allowed to have rawhides or bones or whatever, find out what they need because most of these places work on a very, very, very tight budget, and they don't give the dogs all the things that they wish they could but can't, like giving them special good foods and things like that. So if you want to do something, instead of baking, you know, an extra, whatever those things are called, that they're hockey pucks, we used to call them, but the Christmas fruitcake, instead of that, and spending the money on whatever that citron junk is, and my apologies to the one person out there who actually eats fruitcake. We just re-gift it. I think it's the same fruitcake that's been going around for the last 100 years. because it's as hard as a rock. Well, if you actually, instead of baking something like that or buying something like that, teach your kids to bake cookies and bake cookies to give to the local shelter. Because those dogs are going to love those cookies. They're going to so appreciate that. And that's a great thing to teach your children responsibility. So if you need to fix a dog behavior, well, first start with the human. Because if I can change the human, I can change the dog. But if I can't change that human, good luck. I cannot change the dog. The only way I can help the dog is by impacting the what the things are that the human does and impacting the way in which things are done. So let's talk for a moment about your Christmas puppy or dog. Now, how long do you think it takes before that Christmas puppy or dog starts feeling his oats and thinking, aha, this is mine, this is my house, this is my place? Well, maybe not as long as you think, or maybe longer than you think. Some dogs, depending on how dominant they are, some dogs might take over the same day. They might start out and, you know, be like, hey, this is my place, Joe, get out of my way. Or they might be the dogs who take years to try to take over. But either way, you don't want to leave any dog in a situation where he's not sure who's in charge. If your dog is in charge, you're not. If you're in charge, he's not. So the best thing to do is to start out from the beginning by teaching the dog what you expect in your home. Why is it that we humans get so aggravated and so irritated and so angry and so frustrated with a puppy? The puppy didn't call you and say, hey, I'm on my way over, I'm taking a cab. You went and got the dog or puppy. It didn't just, well, I mean, I have some that have just shown up at my door, but most of the time, they don't just show up at your door. You make a responsible choice, hopefully, and a decision that you're going to take the dog or take that puppy, and you're going to bring it home. Well, investigate first. That's what I love about my new book. It has a lot about what the proper type of dog, size of dog, how to choose the right dog, how to do a basic temperament test so that you know what the dog should and shouldn't be doing when you're testing him out. And again, stop falling in love with your eyes and your heart. Fall in love with your brain. Use your brain. Make sure you know what size this dog is going to be, what kind of hair this dog is going to have, what kind of temperament is this dog going to have, what kind of behaviors are common to this breed or this combination of breeds. But don't just give up on the dog. You're the one who started it. Remember when you were a little kid and your parents would say, you know, well, I don't want you to do this or that, and your brother or sister would say, well, he started it or she started it. Well, you started it. So make sure you commit all the way through. And we'll be right back with some more wise words at the holiday time. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hey, pet lovers, listen up. Purr Spray Pet, all-natural, non-toxic spray for all of your pet problems. Proven safe to use for their skin, eyes, and ears. Helps calm and heal wounds, hot spots, insect bites, and lots more. Will not sting, and very safe to use, even for your feathered friends. To find out how you can keep your pets happy and healthy, go to purrspraypet.com. That's purrspraypet.com. purrspraypet.com. Or call us now at 386-310-3924.
For your dogs, running beside your bike is more rewarding canine exercise than any walk. It's also more dangerous. Until now. Introducing the amazingly stable Bike Toe Leash, the only safe dog biking attachment approved by the American Pet Association. The Bike Toe Leash installs in seconds on bikes, trikes, power chairs, and mobility scooters. No tools needed, and dogs learn it immediately. With a Bike Toe Leash, both dogs and rider can enjoy fun recreation anywhere, no matter what your ability level. To learn more and order your Bike Toe Leash, visit BikeToeLeash.com. That's BikeToeLeash.com. Bike toe leashes are made in the USA and ship worldwide. That website again is BikeToeLeash.com.
And welcome back to For the Love of Dogs with Janice Wolf. Well, we're going to finish up today by talking about how to make sure your Christmas dog, Christmas puppy, doesn't turn into a temporary situation, but rather turns into what we hope it is, a lifelong companion and somebody who we can be around, who will give us kisses and appreciate what we do and not be looking to see what they can get, but rather what they can do for us. That's why we love dogs anyway, isn't it? Because dogs do what they do because they're dogs. We don't expect dogs to get up and start vacuuming, but I'll bet you they would if they could. And I could probably train some of my Ridgebacks, especially with the Bunny dog. She could do that probably. And she probably would be happy to do that for her mommy. But dogs, the reason we love dogs so much is that they don't ask anything of us. They don't compare how many toys they got, how many trinkets they got, how many little junky pieces of plastic, or how many toys, or how many gadgets or pieces of jewelry they got. And to me, that's what makes dogs so wonderful. Because dogs are the most amazing creatures. They hold power to tell us if we're ill, to tell us if we have cancer, to help our people with visual and hearing issues, children with autism, veterans with PTSD. But the problem is that all of these dogs have to be trained and behaviorally sound so that when basically you have these people who are out there and who are just talking about, oh, I'm going to make this dog a service dog for you, and you take a dog out of the shelter and keep it a week and slap a service vest on it, and now it's supposedly a service dog. That's where we start getting into problems, because there's an expectation of things being done right and being done in a manner in which that the dogs can be trusted. So, you know, if you're looking to train your dog to be a service dog, or you want to get involved in the therapy or service dog aspect of dogs, either as a career or as a volunteer, you can listen to our Tuesday night show, which is called, if you don't know it already, From Shelter Dog to Service Dog. And that's another great show for you to listen to, and that's on Tuesday evening, 7 to 8 Eastern Time. So let's go back to what we started to speak about, helping dogs with behavioral issues. We want to help dogs with behavioral issues, not only to be really nice dogs, well-behaved dogs, but because a well-behaved dog is one that will probably stay in its home. Think about if you had two different dogs and you got them at the same time. One dog is an absolutely beautiful dog, really, really gorgeous dog, and prettiest dog you ever saw. But he pees in the house, he rips up your furniture, he jumps on people when they come in, and he bites your toddler. Now, you have a second dog who's a rescue dog, who he's, you know, kind of nondescript looking. He's like okay looking. And he's black, like I have a couple of black dogs. Just black, nothing interesting about him. Maybe has a little bit of splash of white on him somewhere. And this dog doesn't pee in the house or poop in the house, very good with your children, really, really nice, doesn't have any destructive tendencies, is very gentle around your 92-year-old grandparent, and it's a really, really good dog. But that dog doesn't sit. Your other dog sits like a champ. If you have to give one of those dogs up, you're probably going to keep the one that's got the better behavior. Most people will not give up a dog who has good behavior. They'll give up the dog who has behavioral issues. And that's what we at United Canine Professionals try to prevent from happening. We don't want the fact that a dog has some behavioral issues to make there be no choice for a potential owner who has to give up the dog because the dog isn't well behaved. I have never, ever, out of 25 or 26,000 dogs that I have rehabilitated, ever had anybody call me and say, I want my dog to sit or I'm giving him up to the back to the shelter. But I have heard, I want my dog to stop ripping my house up. I want my dog to stop biting people. I want my dog to stop lunging at people. I want my dog to stop separation anxiety or destroying the crate or destroying the house or peeing in the house or jumping on people when they come in or growling at my toddler or whatever. So you have to realize that dogs do what dogs do because they're dogs. And the reason that dogs do what they do is that if we are not the leaders, if we don't do what we need to do as the leader, and we don't teach the dog in its own language how to do what it needs to do and what it needs to do, then the dog is going to revert back to whatever it used to do. And that might not always be something conducive to having a great home life. It might be something that the dog is doing that, although we're not really thinking of giving the dog up, but it would make life so much easier if the dog that we were working with or the dog we were talking about would actually be well-behaved. And if it didn't do all those things, we probably wouldn't give it up. Now, if something ever, God forbid, happened to me, I can guarantee there will be literally thousands of people who would want to take Wyatt and thousands who would want to take Wispa and hundreds that would want to take Brandy or Fallon or Bubble, or Lexi would probably have millions of people because everyone loves Lexi. All of my dogs, and I have a lot of dogs, but all of my dogs are well-behaved, they're well-mannered. They're not dog-aggressive, they're not people-aggressive, they don't attack children. They don't do bad things. The worst, maybe if it's raining really badly for 2 or 3 days, they might have an accident in the house, and it's always by the entry foyer where we have tile so that if they do have to go potty, they can go potty there. And I'll actually put newspaper out there for them so they can go relieve themselves but not get wet, because Rhodesian Ridgebacks just hate to get wet. They think they'll melt. So, you know, think about it. My dogs would not have any problem whatsoever if something happened to me. People would want them. Why would people want them? Because they're well-behaved. These dogs are the best dogs in the world. They're super well-behaved. And that's why most people want a dog. They don't get a dog expecting to have these problems, but that's what they got. So the best thing to do is for them to understand that most important is, first of all, making sure that the dogs are, well, if you would, well-behaved, well-mannered, not jumping, not barking excessively, not knocking toddlers down or biting them, not being dog aggressive or animal aggressive. And it's hard. It really is hard to make dogs that well behaved, the same way as it's really hard to raise a Nobel laureate or a valedictorian or a daughter who, you know, winds up being a vet or a lawyer and 10 other things. It's hard, but it's worth it. And here you've got your own way to really make sense of it all. The book happens. You can get that. And like I said, if you can't afford that $10 book, you contact me personally. I will make sure I get you a free copy. I'm not sure how it works yet, but I will get Amazon to tell me how to do it. So it's very, very important. Make sure that you allow people to keep that promise that they make at Christmas or whatever time of year to that dog, so that dog can live a wonderful, happy, healthy, wonderful life, that the family doesn't ever have to think about, oh my gosh, I gave the dog up. And above all else, stop worrying about what you're getting and just give. Just do because it's what you do. Do good things because it's good to do good things. I can't believe another day has wrapped up, but I will talk to you the day after New Year's, and have a wonderful, healthy, happy, blessed holiday season. Take care.